Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Never quite sure when you ring up someone and whether they're going to want to talk to you or not. And I just gave Janet a call and she picks up the phone and she goes, hello, Todd, is that you? And I thought, oh, no, she's going to hang up on me. Janet White, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Todd. Thank you.
I have been hung up on before when they find out it's me, so I was a bit unsure of what could happen.
Yeah, not the soul chook.
Thank heavens for old chooks. Look, this weekend, Ocean Coastal Care Initiative is on Lake Macquarie in Newcastle, and basically it's just a great option. We know we have Clean Up Australia Day, but obviously it's more on the land area. You're doing your bit along with the rest of the gang to try and clean up our waterways. Tell us a little bit more about it, old chook.
Todd, well, Sunday, June the 5th, is World Environment Day, closely followed by World Oceans Day on Wednesday, June the 8th. So on Sunday, June the 5th, Oki Lake Macquarie, Newcastle, are running some marine debris cleanup programs in tandem. So there's Islington Park to clean up Throsby Creek and meet at Reeds Reserve to clean up Swansea Heads. Sunday afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m. And we do all this under very strict guidelines. Fill in data sheets and they then get sent down to CSIRO for the national database.
Janet, do you think we're getting better with our litter or is the message just not getting through?
The message is getting through quietly. Yes, we are having improvements. As you know, some states are already plastic bag free. And hopefully New South Wales will come on board with that eventually. Yes, we are. And certainly the children in schools and things are well aware. Again, Oki does a lot of talking to schools, to children there. So if you begin at the bottom, but it is improving, but perhaps Australia isn't as bad as some other areas, some other countries.
Yeah, I suppose it's thank heavens for small blessings, really, isn't it?
In a way, but everything, of course, is downhill. So the moment you drop something at the top of a mountain, it's eventually going to end up in the ocean.
Is Oki always looking for new members?
Indeed, we are. You can find us. We do have a website, and we are on Facebook. And you have this number, which you will have, which people could ask for.
I will give your number out all over Newcastle and the Hunter, Janet. Don't you worry about that.
Wonderful. Now, listen, and in tandem with that, if anybody happens to be up at Port Stephens, Port Stephens Arm is also running Sunday the 6th, 9 to 11 o'clock at Shoal Bay, and 1 to 3 at Roy Wood Reserve at Salamander Bay.
Fantastic. A great opportunity to get in and to give the waterways a bit of a clean.
Indeed.
Janet, thanks for your time this morning, and hopefully it is a successful venture this year, and we will talk to you soon.
Many thanks, Todd.
And thanks for not hanging up on me, sweetie.
Okay, Todd.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
So there you go. If you want to be a part of it, happening in Port Stephens, also Swansea Heads, the Rock Platform, and Throsby Creek at Islington, two locations. If you do want some more details, you can give Janet a call. She won't hang up on you either. 0487 501 782. Always staying in touch with your community. It's 13 to 11.
2NURFM 103.7.